Okay, Rabotai. So yesterday, we saw part of the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer regarding Cholav that was milked, the Ein Yisrael Roehu. And he said that even though this milk was used to make cheese, so most probably there was no chashash that there was any non-kosher milk put in, but still, you still have to be machmir because he holds it to what he wrote. It's a dover shebeminyan. It's a dover shebeminyan. It's a low plug, as he writes later, and therefore he doesn't have any heter. And so that was how we saw how he interpreted Rashi. Now, but we never saw the beginning of the tshuva to see exactly what was the shaila that the that was presented the Chasam Sofer. The tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer are fascinating, and you know, and ever since they printed the new Chasam, the new printing of the Chasam Sofer, you know, if you look at page 11, Machon Hamor, done under the aegis of Rav Daniel Bitton, so it's much more user friendly. You know, it's first of all, the print is clearer, and second of all, it's broken into. He gives you a title to the tshuva. The Chasam Sofer didn't write these titles, and not only he gives you a title to the tshuva, but he breaks up the tshuva into different tiles. You know, like here on page 14, you know, so it's a tremendous work, this Chasam Sofer. So what was the shaila? Take a look on page 12. The shaila was written to his Talmud, Zalman, Sheyichya. Talmud Zalman. He says, Nidon on the left side, Masha Nogim Shama, a few Hakshem B'Yisrael. He says that you have people, even very frum people, Ksherim Shem B'Yisrael. Shinitzharim Michal Shechalbo Nochri, B'Yisrael Roeu, they keep Chol Yisrael. Mikomoko Poshet Lehem, Leheter, Gomer Lechol Pash Shinilosh Im Chol of Hana. What's the din? If you have bread that you had the flour, and you needed the flour with milk to make the challah. Now, having milk of bread is also a halachic shayla. You're not supposed to have milk of bread because if you have milk of bread, you might come to eat it with meat. Because milk, bread is usually something that's parve. So if you can have milk of bread, you're going to come to eat it with meat, so it's a problem. Because it's something that you normally will eat with meat. You make a salami sandwich, a chmeis. So it'd be a problem. So he says, people, he's saying, I'm talking to you about people who keep Chol of Yisrael, he's saying. But somehow they feel that if you have bread that was the bread, no, oh, so the milk and bread is a problem, but they're heterim if it's made in a certain shape to remind you that it's milk and bread, or if it's made for consumption right away. So small pieces. So therefore, you're not going to, so you'll remember that it's milk and bread. You're not going to keep it, you know, for the weeks and weeks, and then you're going to forget all about that. So there are heterim for the milk and bread in certain situations. But he's not concerned about the milk and bread. Okay, you have other hetayim. He's concerned about the milk was cholav shechelbo akum ve'en Yisrael roeim. In other words, people, we're not talking about people who were not makbid on this. People makbid, for some reason, they feel that if it's made into the flour of the bread, then it's okay. Why do you think they felt that? Maybe it's similar to what we said yesterday, that it's, you know, loses its shame chalav, just like when it makes gvina. It's not, it's, you know, you don't drink a roll. You know, now it's a solid. So just like, so maybe they thought that just like chema is not part of chalav akum, and well, once it's, so maybe the issa goes off. Maybe that's what they thought. So these people were eating the milchik rolls that were made from chalav stam. And they would go to a bakery, a non-Jewish bakery, and they would go to a goy. So the Talmud said, if really there's no heter, Sha'alta im yesh, page 13, let's start from lazimu. In other words, Chasam Sovis Chuvuas, could we mitzarif these people to azim? In other words, basically, these are people that normally eat only Chol of Yisrael. But the bagels that they made were milchik bagels, and the milk in the bagels, or in the bulkas, were Chol of Akum, Chol of She'en Yisrael Roeh. So he says that if you assume that that's, so it's interesting. So he says there were many people who, there were, I don't know, people used to do this. They were makbid of all of Israel, but when it's in, when, but they would need dough with chol of stam that they made into a roll. And it, so we just said before that maybe the heter, they were thinking as well, right, where you said the Chol of Yisrael is only when it's a liquid. Once it's a solid, just like we said yesterday, this it goes away. So maybe that's what they thought. But he's saying, Al-Atzah, that it's not okay. Could we count these people to a minyan, to a zim? In other words, you're having a, you're eating lunch together. And this guy brings his bagels, his challah rolls. Another guy brings his, and this guy's challah roll. He's made from stam, was made from chol of that the guy was, because it was cholev without Yisrael roei. So he says, chol of ochlam dover iser drabbanan shuv danta al ikar adini chol of neser b'minyan afil mogam was man shein behemet tamei arui lachol of matzoi b'neim was man umchom was elu. So that was the question. So he goes through the whole Indian. And what we discussed before. What we discussed before. He goes through it. So what's his conclusion? Oh, so he says this word. Oh, okay. Maybe I saw it. In other words, he says the war. What's the limit schus of the people who chalav? They would never eat chalav stam. You never eat, in other words, unless Yisrael Reu, but they would eat the rolls. So he says, Viyanti is there, page 15 on the right. Viyanti was there, Lilmot schus, Lai Svirle, Kashem Shakosov, Kesem Mishnah, Vedas Aramim, Shalogozu, Allah, chalav be'ed. That was his whole war that we saw yesterday. That maybe chalav Yisrael, because the Mishnah says only a chol of be'ed, milk that you could see, liquid, v'lo al chema, and not on butter, shekvar nishtana, u'sfir le'davgav do'oser estar ruvosa, yikulimekum, yishen yoshe in kemach, v'nase, yitzirim from Isa, v'nafe espanim chadosha ba'ol chad, v'av leke nishtana. Maybe just like butter, maybe there's not a problem, so maybe like the rolls also. The agents that put him to save a crisis, lechem lo yisi be'ener. I mean, much closer to save mokor chayim, David Vash, etc. But he says he thinks it's wrong. Then he says it has to be Kain Torah. That's the issue of the Kain Torah means it has to have a different shape because of the issue of milk and bread. That's a separate thing. The Lav Hachi also Mishab Isha Nishal Moshe Becholf. I'm not sure Hechmi Brzeb Chuvus Tzedach Tzedach. Who's the Chuv of the Tzemach Tzedek? What was he, Machmir? Know what he was Machmir on? You know, the case of the... There are two Tzemach Tzedeks that you have to know. There's what's called the Tzemach Tzedek HaYashan and the Tzemach Tzedek HaChadosh. So Tzemach Tzedek HaChadosh was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. Tzemach Tzedek HaYashan was... But Menachem Mendel Krochel, and Tzemach Tzedek HaYashan was quoted in the Magen Avraham. So it's an old sefer. I mean, for us, Tzemach Tzedek HaChadosh is pretty Yashan, but everything is relative. And I told you, those that are new in this year, you know, it's confusing because both Tzemach Tzedeks, you think, how are you going to know which is the Lubavitcher one? Well, the one who has the name Menachem Mendel, he's the Lubavitcher one. But the problem is that both Tzemach Tzedeks, the old one and the new one, Lubavitch and the non-Lubavitch, their name is Menachem Mendel. So it's very confusing. They're both Menachem Mendel. Why is that? So there's a minhag, right, that when you write a sefer, you should have a remez to your name in the title of the sefer. So the gematria of Menachem Mendel is Tzemach Tzedek. So that's how, so they both had this idea that they both named their sefer Tzemach Tzedek, the Chodesh and the Yashan, and so they both named their sefer Tzemach Tzedek as Gematria Menachem Mendel. Okay, so if your name is Menachem Mendel, you should write a sefer Tzemach Tzedek. And but there's another sefer, what, the Vizhnitz Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken, that he spelled Menachem Mendel with a Yud, Dalet Yud Lamed. So that's what they point out. So he named his sefer Tzemach Tzadik because he was missing an extra 10 in the gematria. Because if he spelled Menachem Mendel with a Yud, so then he named his sefer Tzemach Tzadik. So it'll be comparable. So he says that the shaila of the Tzemach Tzedek was if you have wine that doesn't look so good. So they wanted to make the wine look better, so they put milk in the wine. So the shaila is there an isser, just like we say that you can't have milchic bread, fleishic bread, you can have milchic bread, so because bread is something you eat with, eat sometimes with cheese, eat sometimes with meat, so bread always has to be part. So the Tzemach Tzedek has a discussion. Maybe the same thing is true by wine, especially back then. You see, today we only usually only have wine at a Shabbos Suda, Yontif Suda. We're having Fleishik anyway, but the wine used to be the regular drink. Like we drink soda, salsa, whatever. They would drink wine. So the Tzemach Tzedek has a discussion that whether a person is allowed to pour a little milk in the wine, so this way it'll look a nicer color or not. So he says, So now he says, Atabani, Shmor Nafshecha, page 15 on the left side. V'lo titosh toras imecha. He says you shouldn't break away from the Masorah. And what's the Masorah? Not to have Cholov Stam. I mean, Cholov Stam means Cholov that Israel wasn't Ro'eyu, but you're relying on some other heter that there was no Chashash Tarovus. He says, Mikol Mokom, but look what he says, Chasim Sofer. The Tzar of Bezimun came into Pichod HaShe'id the Sfardim Ochlim Mahedya Inu Mechel Ochli Ladidon Mistam Nami. Next page. Lo Sosi. In other words, he said, Sfardim are eating it L'chatchila. Prichadash from Amsterdam, it's Sfardim. So he says, the Sfardim, the Prichadash, he was making L'chatchila if there's no Chashash Tarovus. So if he's making L'chatchila, even though we're not going to eat L'chatchila, says the Chasam Sofer, but to go so far to say that you cannot mitzarf this fellow to a minion, we're not going to do. It's interesting, the Chasam Sofer, he could have said, he could have been a total, thing and go all the way and say, what are you talking about? It's a davishim minion, and you're having milk and real bread, even though you made it in a way that there's no issue of the milk and bread, but you made it with chol stam, so you shouldn't be tzarf to the minion. That's the Chasam Sofer Shita. There's no heter for the chol of stam, even if you know for sure that there's no taruvis. That's the din. Chol of you need Yisrael Roeyu. So he says, but I'm not going to tell you that you have to tell him that he's not mitzurf to the min, to the zima. Atabani shmor nafshecha lo titosh torasi. Avich imecha mikomokum tetzarf bezima keme de prichadu she'i tzvardim ochlim lehedya. Ihu inu mechal ochli lidad mistam stotzav na misosim. If they're eating in lechatchila, you can't say that we can't even mitzarf to the zima. He said, and also it's going to be a shail of Ava. You're telling this guy, there are three people sitting at the table, they're all eating bread. And we're not going to have a Zeman because this guy has milk in his bread. Not mitzad the issur of milk, because he made it in Torah. He made it in a way with a shape that there's no issur of milk and bread because he took care of that problem by making it with a different shape. He's talking about the issue of Chol of Yisrael. So he says, if we're going to tell him that he can't be tzarf to the Zimun, you tell him we're not going to be tzarf to the Zimun, it's going to cause friction. And God will hashol. So it's interesting. In other words, as much as the Chasam Sofer was Machmir, but he still had this, he didn't go fully. He didn't go fully. He has this, this cooler that you still could be starved into the zeb.
Does he not pasken actually that it's okay to have that bread? Does he not say that it's okay to have that bread that was nidosh bechala? Is he?
No, he's saying, look, if you hold on to prechadash. The prechadash would tell you it's okay. I don't
but
think
him. Oh,
Chasam Sofer would never eat that bread. But he's saying, well, he's somech on those opinions of the prechadash. So therefore, if he had what to be somech on, we could count him to a zim.
Even though it's nishtana, still no good.
Yeah, right. He's saying that was the limud tzfus, but he doesn't like this limud tzfus. Just the limud tzfus. He really doesn't. Right, so he wants to say that that's maybe the limit's chus. Well, he learned Pshat and Rashi that he's saying that svara. But he says, "I'm a shpozim b'sevim mukor chayim, v'dvash v'dachisi kol dvarav b'gilim mogen avram barichas." He says, "In the Gilim mogen avram, when we can look at it, he says he. You want to get a shulchan aruch or a chayim, chelak aleph." In other words, he did away with that head. So if you would toss halas, because welcome to circle your king Torah, etc. But he said, well, Tito Storz, welcome to Tzad, but even came to Pichadash Hayid, the Sfardim Ochlem. If Sfardim eat it, so even though we're not eating it, we're going to still Mitzav to the Mitzvah. And he said, but why doesn't he like the svar? I mean, why should it be different than cheese is not a dip of the svar. That was a late at that point. And brother is not called of the svar. So this is the bar here. The bar has a different way of dividing the shakadar. So bar here is probably be the second volume. The regular Shulchan Aruch will be the first volume. What do you have?
This is Pasuk.
We need Archaim. This is on the Magen Avraham. Thank you. Said that he, Chassam Sofer writes that he schlubbed up this Tzad Kula, and so thing here. The only thing is does the bar here have the Chassam Sofer? This is not a regular Shulchan Aruch. Do you have a regular Shulchan Aruch? Oh, 1 second, I'll show the first. Wait, 1 second, it might be here.
Yeah. This is...
Oh,
sorry.
This is a real Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, these are the real, the old days where people had strength to... Let's see where it is. He says, Dachisi, hold the Rabbi Gilliam, I'm going to run ratio, Sifkat and Gimel. Ah, this is a real Shulchan Aruch. Woo! This is what a Shulchan Aruch would look like. Problem is, people do the big. Very terse. Ready? We'll see it. Rav up the world. We'll hold on to the Mishnah.
Which siman is it, please?
The Resh Tav Zayin.
Thank you.
It says, even tata di tibus shishtan al dover hamuter, you're going to throw up on bash, but I'm never going to say all of it. I'm going to say all of it. I'm going to say all of it. You're going to feel chemical on this thing. A prophet came with the legging ikhrus lo yomil shinoi on the shinsan of mine. I'm going to say all of it. I'm going to say all of it. And then another thing, and if I was a Rosian, a leader, Shashini, to say, Yate, sir. Hilke Cholov, for the tears we have, I told Mashka, you to be cousin of the Pastor, all the Shaka Kaya.
says, I don't know exactly. Yeah, you say this Shina is not a good. It's okay. And it's not 100% clear to me, but saying it's not a good enough Shina. Okay. We didn't finish yet. Passing sofas. Okay. So we'll see when we're going to come back to this. To this packet. We didn't finish it totally yet. But I wanted you to see what the context of the tshuva was. And how Chasam Sofer said he could rely on the Pri Chadash even. Not to eat it, but once he's relying on the Pri Chadash, so we can't say, it's not like he's eating treif mamash. Because the Chasam Sofer realized that the Pri Chadash was mekel. So even though he disagrees, he says, you hold this kashal l'chatchila, so I'm going to tell you you can't be mezamin with me. You know, so the Chasam Sofer, it's an interesting line in the Chasam Sofer. Yeah, but here he's eating treif. Here he's eating treif, according to if you hold the davar shemirinyan, he's eating treif. It was called shachol ba'akum ve'yisrael roeim. So he's eating treif. So he came inside to the zeman. So that was so. How the Chacham Sofer says, well, the prechadish would be mekel. So if the prechadish is mekel, we're not going to throw him out of the zeman. That's what he says. Okay, everybody, we'll take a 2-minute break and we'll have to start.